Well, it's Thursday night, Social Geek Radio night, and I am your host, Deb Evans, and I've got my co-host on the line, and we also have some special guests popping in here and there and everywhere tonight, so we should get started. Hi, AK, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, and I actually am all connected, all in time. I'm feeling it tonight.
You're feeling it. Well, I know many of the guests have heard me say this before, but I go through this little heart attacks, you know, AK doesn't show up right away, you know, it's like 10 minutes before the show, and I'm sitting here, I'm watching the on-air, you know, the clock, and thank you, AK, for sending in that note and saying, okay, I'm going to be there in a few minutes, because...
I know, I was like, I have got to, I'm like, trying to take the dog out, I'm like, I've got to let them know I am coming.
Yes, well, thank you for doing that, because, yes, I do go through panic, and often wonder what will happen if I have to sit here on my own and just talk to open air. I probably could do it.
Yeah, no, I think you would be good.
Yeah, I would be good. So we're going to have some fun tonight because, and we do, I'm watching the guests come into the chat room, which is great. There's a special guest in the chat room who I'll announce later who it is. But let me see. So we decided we were going to talk about all things that are addictive, at least with social media. Pinterest, Words with Friends, Draw Something. There's just so many new things. And were you pulling my leg, AK, when I said something about Draw Something the other day? I am just like jumping out of my skin that there's a social platform that I'm actually using that you have not used yet.
Yes, and then you didn't respond, and then I saw the title of the show, and I'm like, he's making me wait until the show.
I'm making you wait. It's funny. So our special guest that's actually on the phone line right now, out of the blue room, green room, whatever room we want to call it, is live. She actually is the one who put me in touch with this Draw Something. And I said, Draw what? What is it we have to do? So our special guest that used Draw Something before I did, would you like to tell us what the game is all about? And it is a game.
It is a game.
It is a game.
It's an addictive game. Think Pictionary, but instead of competing against people, you're competing together. So you're actually winning points and earning tokens or coins with the person you're playing with. So I know you are not a big competitive player, so I thought this game would be perfect for you. So instead of losing to your opponent, you're playing together and you're on a team, which is something that I really like about it.
Okay, so special guest knows me quite well because the special guest happens to be my daughter, Social Geek Radio's daughter, Tina. So when Tina told me, too, about this app, I was surprised because Tina, of the family, is the least geekiest. Would you say that, Tina?
I would proudly say that.
She would say that.
I am the least geekiest of us all.
And she does know that I hate games. Now, I love Foursquare, but I don't like games. And I don't usually play the board games or the card games that the family plays with. I was always the one sitting on the side watching. But for some reason, when Tina asked me to friend her with this Draw Something, it made me nuts. And so I know what I'm going to do every evening when she gets home from work is we're in this drawing mode. And did we just hit 100? Did you guess my last drawing?
We did. We hit 100.
Cool. So, AK, you need to join us.
I'm still confused.
Okay, so it's Pictionary. So it's an app, and you draw something. So you get a word. You get a choice of three words, and they're levels. You know, a real easy word, a kind of a little bit harder word, and then a really hard word, a really stupid word sometimes. It's like Adele. How are you going to draw Adele? It just how do you draw Adele? So it's Pictionary. So I don't know, Tina, is it cheating? When I had the word Adele, and you're supposed to draw a picture, what did I do?
You write little notes.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, one of the things that you want to win, so instead of drawing a picture that you know the other person's not going to guess, I keep getting notes from my mom that, oh, this is the person who sings this song. So instead of guessing her drawing, I'm just getting clues, which...
I don't think that's how we're supposed to play. Well, and I have to admit, too, there are some pictures that Tina's really good at drawing, and I'll have to show it to her dad and say, okay, this is really good drawing, but I can't guess what it is. So he looked at me and said, really, Deb? It's an asteroid. I'm like, oh, yeah, I got that. So, Tina, yeah, sometimes I ask your father, what is this?
Well, teamwork. That's the whole point of the game, teamwork. So
yeah.
I think that's valid.
Yeah. So, AK, could you play, draw something?
I don't know. Is it just an iPhone? Is it like an iPhone app?
It's an iPhone, iPad, and I do believe you can get for Androids.
Oh, I'll have to look.
You'll have to look. It does suck battery.
I don't know if I'd have room for something like that in my life.
What I really like about it is that you can pick it up and watch the drawing whenever you have free time. It's not a game where you have to sit there and play for 20 minutes straight, like a Monopoly where you're sitting there all day and you can't pause it. So whenever I have a free time during the day, just pick up my phone, see if I have a picture from my mom or another friend that I'm playing with, and guess that picture, put the phone down, and come back to it whenever I have another break.
Mm-hmm. And it's fun watching the person draw it. Now, I'm sure Tina laughs at me because I draw and then I erase, and I draw and I erase. So I spend the first few minutes of going, oh, that really looks bad. Let me erase it. And I start again. But it's fun. And then watching them put the letters into the blocks, trying to guess the word, and going, okay, that's not going to work. You know, why did they think it was that word? It's a mindless, certainly not a business app to have, but it's really
a fun one.
It's fun.
I can tell you, while I'm at work on my break, I have coworkers who are like, oh, do you have a picture? And we all... three of us huddling around this little iPhone trying to guess a picture just because it is so much fun and it's, you know, a nice little app to have.
There. So see?
Cool.
We'll get AK up. So, Tina, thank you for joining us and telling us all about
that. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Now, I won't keep you to talk about Pinterest because
I could go on all day about Pinterest. So I'll let you guys talk about that one.
Bye, Tina.
Bye. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
So, see, there's an app that I had, and you didn't have it. I was really surprised by that.
Oh, I don't know about this one. I feel like I could easily get hooked on that.
You can.
Like that downtime that Tina was talking about where, you know, you just grab your phone for a couple minutes. That's when I go onto Pinterest.
Well, that's true. So you do have to, you know, decide. And that's, you know, which am I going to do? Am I going to look at draw something or am I going to look at Pinterest? And but, yeah, it's kind of fun. Yeah.
Cool.
So I don't know if our other call-in is actually on yet. Lisa Johnson was going to call in and help us discuss Pinterest tonight.
Oh,
did you see her in the chat?
Yeah.
And I just sent a note in the chat saying, I think this is her phone line, so I'm going to test it out. Should we do it?
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Okay, I just opened up a caller's phone line. Is this Lisa Johnson?
It is. It is. How are y'all tonight?
We're good.
Hey.
It's one of those, it's like, okay, see a phone line. Should I open it? Should I not? What should we do?
Ooh, I'm glad you took a gamble.
I would have opened up the other one, but I do know who that caller is, and I think it would have freaked her out. It's like, oh, no, I know that number. That's the wrong person. So, and in the chat, my niece is on in Oklahoma. She is listening. So let's say hello to Shannon Wilson.
Hello.
I can see she's in the chat. She is very curious, ladies, what this Pinterest talk is about. So I'm going to let Lisa or AK explain Pinterest to our audience that hasn't a clue. It's hard to believe, but there is somebody who doesn't know what Pinterest is.
Go ahead, Lisa. Have at it. You can
have
share.
At it.
Sure. Okay, so Pinterest is basically just a visual board. You know, when you go in, it's very social networked. So, you know, you can tie it to your Twitter and tie it to your Facebook. I personally tie to Twitter because I use Facebook for more of a personal, you know, sort of venture. But ideally what it is a way to clip pictures, which, and all of the pictures are typically associated with a blog or a site of some nature. So, you know, I have boards. It's really one of those things. It's incredibly addictive and consumes a good amount of time if you let it. But I curate, you know, different boards, some more professional, some, you know, on the side of just for my own personal, you know, investment. So home projects, you know, if I see something that I really want to do at home or like, oh, they've got some really great stuff on organizing. You know, if I see crafts that are educational, you know, I'll pin those to a certain board. So you curate what boards you want to pin them to. And so when you see something, you know, you can say add pin, you can make a little note on it, or you can just leave it as it is. And then, you know, you kind of curate your own board. So in the olden days of magazines and clippings and things of that nature, it's the same idea. It's just a virtual socially networked way of being able to do it. And the cool thing is people can follow your boards and then repin your boards. So it just kind of, it's exploded, really. Is that a good enough, AK?
Sounds good to me.
AK, how many boards do you have on Pinterest?
75.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Lisa, how many boards do you have?
I only have about 10, but I really could break them down into different categories, but you know, I don't have the time. But what kind of boards are you curating, AK?
Well, I have pin-worthy products. I have social media tips. I have kind of things for all the holidays. I have gifts. I have funny stuff. I have infographics. I have quotes.
Yep.
I have, so it's kind of like, I have all of our Geek It Outs that I'm working on curating, and gadgets and apps, and I kind of cross the, I have a range. So I have a range of kind of what you see normally on Pinterest with the crafts and everything. And then I also try to pull in my geek side as well. So I have and it's funny because I sort of have two very different followings. You know, I have like the same people who are always repinning my one side with the crafts and everything, and I have the same couple of people who are constantly repinning my tech stuff. So it's kind of fun to have sort of both of those wheels going.
And you know what I've started doing with my Pinterest, because I tend to use it, well, I use it a lot for food, for the foods that I want to make, but I've been trying to use it a little bit more for business. I've been looking at the names and the profile names of the folks that are repinning my stuff, and then I'm going to LinkedIn and trying to connect with them, because I want to make sure that I'm using it, trying to balance the fun with the business.
Yeah.
And I'm getting a lot of repens on the social media and the business stuff. So, you know, and we have a guest in the chat who's yawning at the thought of Pinterest, but there's a business application and a reason for it. It's not all just fun, though. A lot. Tina was telling me the other day, you know, that she has an event at school to where they're all bringing in food, you know, for this department. And she has, you know, four different cupcake recipes and her main meal. And she can walk into the store with her app because all the pins are on her phone and look at the recipes and then buy what she needs to do. So she uses it for certainly for fun and not business. But I don't think anybody should dismiss it.
No, I'm actually using it to drive traffic to my blog, actually, because a lot of the iPad lessons that I put out there are either screenshots or videos of a product, really. And so that's kind of what I've done, is a way to – so I have a board that's like my iPad lessons, and, you know, clearly when people are repinning them, a lot of times you're clicking on, you know, that actual pin and that image, and it takes you back to my blog. Now, I do curate other iPad lessons that I find, but I'm curious to kind of hear from y'all. What are the ones that you curate that you feel are getting the most pins and the most traffic, or, you know, the most repins, things of that nature?
I'll leave that to AK.
My infographics board, hands down, gets the most repins out of all of them. Like, anytime I send an infographic, I can guarantee I'm going to get an email notification within, like, a minute saying somebody's repinned it, and then it kind of goes. And then I would say anything I add to my funny board, my humor and funny board, those things try, you know, anything that's kind of humorous or smarty seems to go pretty far. And then anything that's like inspiration or motivational or quotes, like quotes or my, I have a words to live by board, those seem to travel pretty far as well.
Okay, I'm actually going to your infographics right now because I've been curating an EDU infographic board for my teachers because there's a lot of value to using infographics in the classroom. So now I'm going to go pillage your board.
Oh, yeah, have at it. I mean, it's like, and I tried to, I actually should break that one into two separate categories and do like a tech social media infographics category and then a separate category for like all other infographics because they definitely, like, I think the most recent one I pinned has something to do with, like, beer saved the world is my most recent infographic I pinned, which has nothing to do, of course, with all the other ones that are like LinkedIn and Facebook and, you know, why Pinterest is taking over the world and all those sorts of things. But I just, you know, I like the way they look personally.
I'm pillaging your board while we speak now. Awesome. You made my day, my evening.
Oh, good.
I was going to say, your day's almost done.
Oh, is it?
Well, this is true. That's true. Yeah. So, AK, I have opened up your SlideShare presentation that you did this most recently, didn't you, to a group on Pinterest?
Did. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, it was very, very well received, everybody, because I think probably like some of our listeners and still even to, you know, most people I talk to, even Pinterest users themselves, they're kind of naysayers when it comes to the business application of it. So, and I was presenting to a room full of marketing people within CPA firms who you wouldn't necessarily think that Pinterest would lend itself well to that, their target audience. But I think after I was able to give some of the suggestions, it really kind of took a different light. And they're like, oh, my gosh, you know, please send me an invite. I'm so going to go do this now. So now one of the guys that I talked to, he does specifically with dental. He works with dental clients. He's a dental CPA. And he now has a whole dental CPA Pinterest board and lots of different categories and everything. So, yeah, it was fun.
Cool. Now, didn't you do an interview earlier today on Pinterest?
I did. Yes, I was interviewed by the Baltimore Business Journal on Pinterest, and it was cool because the girl who's going to write the piece, she had just gotten onto Pinterest last night, and so I had lots of teaching I got to do during this interview as well, which was fun.
Oh, fun! And then you did the TV spot. God,
yeah.
Was that a month ago? I guess. In Baltimore.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So now you need to get on board with Draw Something so that, you know, you can do the TV spot and interview on Draw Something.
I know. You need to find some business application for it. I'm sure I could come up with something.
I bet. Now, Lisa, have you used Draw Something? Have you used that app yet?
Yes and no. We tried to use it. We were actually wanting to feature it on our Happy Hours for You show, but we had some internet connectivity issues with it within district because, you know, there's a lot of educational value to that as well, but we had issues with it connectivity-wise within the school district. So, no, I'm kind of like AK. I do not do very much gaming at all. Actually, I just don't. I don't have... To me, it's not. It's just. It's never been my thing. So So, like, even on Facebook, I don't really do any of the gaming. I don't play a whole lot of the games unless it's researching it for some other entity. I know a lot of people who do, like, Words with Friends and things like that, and they absolutely, I mean, they'll be doing it during meetings and, you know, all day long, and I just never got on board with it. But I think it's a fantastic, you know, way to be socially connected but also be learning at the same time.
Yeah, and I was just thinking with the draw something in education, if they would have a purpose, you know, as you're teaching kids to draw and, you know, explain themselves a little differently. So you never know. But I was surprised, too, that I took to it because I don't usually like the gaming other than Foursquare. But Pinterest and Now Draw Something seems to be the thing. So let's go into, AK, let's go into, you know, business applications of Pinterest, and then Lisa can talk to it too, the educational, educational piece. I was on your slideshare and your video is going to pop up.
Oh.
I forgot you had the, you had a video embedded in the, in
the
slide.
Oh, the how-to.
Yeah, how-to. You can't hear it, but I can see it. Yeah.
I think one of my favorite things when I put together this presentation for everybody who's looking at it is the image that I have across the bottom of all the slides. That was actually from me looking at my own Pinterest, and I kept hitting control and then the minus sign on the keyboard. And if you keep hitting that, your screen keeps getting smaller and smaller, and it just keeps crunching in more and more and more pins on your screen.
Oh.
My geek lesson for the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was able to clip that right from my own Pinterest. And I was like, wow, how many pins you can actually see on a page. Anyhow.
I was wondering where you got that clip art, but you explained how you did that. That's a lot of pins, too.
Yeah. So, and of course, it gets to where you can't read anything on it, but it looked cool when I did it.
So how?
Anyway, yeah.
Tell us about the Google Analytics part of Pinterest.
The Google Analytics.
Just that, you know, how many traffic are you getting because of Pinterest going to your different sites?
Yes, I last I checked, which is probably. I don't know, maybe 2 weeks ago when I looked at my Google Analytics to see my traffic referral sites, Pinterest was the number 4 in referral. So Google Organic was first going to my website and then direct, which nobody ever knows where that comes from, and then Facebook and then Pinterest. So, you know, I thought that was pretty cool. And that's just from me pinning my blog posts, I guess, because I've never actually just like pinned the homepage of my website, but I do pin all of my my blog posts that I do. So I pin them under my personal account to my social media boards, and then I also pin them through the Pinterest account that I set up for saying it's social into the various categories I have on there. So I kind of have two separate audiences going, which is probably helpful because they get more traffic that way. Mm-hmm. But I think that's cool that the most recent study I saw, people are now saying that Pinterest is driving more traffic to their websites than Twitter, LinkedIn, and Google Plus combined. So that's pretty powerful.
That is pretty powerful.
Yeah, there is. I think on the last slide in here, I think there's a resources slide. And this story came out maybe 2 months ago about this woman who lives in Alaska, and she kind of does do-it-yourself furniture. She's had this blog for a while, and she takes a picture of her final product that she's made, and she does the step-by-step. She has a good following, but when she was able to start using Pinterest and posting her products and people were able to repin them and her projects and everything like that, she was seeing like 6,000 hits a day to her blog just from Pinterest. I thought that was wild.
Well, it's just remarkable. I mean, does any other site drive that kind of traffic?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I can think of. So, yeah, it's and I mean, again, it does have to fit in with your target, you know, sort of with the demographic and the people that are on Pinterest. You know, she has a, her blog and the topic of her blog lends itself very well to sort of the mass of people who are on Pinterest. You know, it's a lot of crafters and do-it-yourselfers and moms who are out there pinning, and that's what she was. She's a do-it-yourself, stay-at-home mom who's building this own furniture. So I think just the novelty of that aspect got her a big following. But, I mean, I'm, you know, I'm, this is for social media, and social media is not what you immediately think of for most people when they think of what you see when you even open Pinterest for the first time and see everything that's being pinned. But for it to still be the number four referrer of traffic to my site is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
So, and I was telling the girl I was talking to today about it that I think, you know, the big attraction to it is the imagery. And so when I'm doing my blog post now, if I'm writing about Twitter, for example, you know, maybe when the new Twitter came out, instead of just taking a real quick snapshot of maybe the new Twitter layout and having that be the focal image of my blog post, now because I know if I'm going to pin my blog post, what I'm actually pinning is that main image in that post. I have to select an image to represent the content behind that post. And what I want people to do is I want it to draw them in because I want them to click on it and want to read it. So now I'm putting almost as much time, if not more, thought into the imagery in my blog post just for pinning purposes as I am the actual content of the post. So it's either making it funny or it's having a hook or some sort of call to action within the image, you know, to get people then to come and read the content. So it sort of made me re-strategize how I do my blog posts.
And what's the legalities as far as if I'm doing a blog post and I decide, oh, I'm going to take one of those pins that I have on my board and post that on the blog. How should a blogger handle that? Two bloggers on the phone?
Like as the image or...
See,
I haven't done it. I haven't done it that way. I've taken to put on my blog. I've searched Pinterest to look for topics to repost. So like to take the link of that pin and to post it onto Facebook or to share it on Twitter. And in doing that, you know, I know it's as if I'm just repinning on a Pinterest where when the person goes through it, they're ultimately going to click through to the original source. So I had it for a blog post. I think if I was going to take the image, I would do it just as if I found an image on Google or elsewhere on the web. So I would click through the pin to the original source if that option is available and that path is intact to find who the original source is and then credit it the same way you would, you know, if it seems necessary just to say who the image originated from. But, you know, so, you know, that's the big thing right now, you know, who owns the content on Pinterest.
Right.
And, you know, my take on it is, you know, I don't want to say it's kind of like there's so many, you know, everybody's doing it, so it's okay. But, you know, my feeling is because it's, you know, for everything that I have seen and every single pin that I've ever clicked, like before I repin something, I make sure that it does click through to a source. You know, I make it go somewhere. So whether it was the, you know, ultimate original source, I don't, know if, you know, that's necessarily the case, but I know that it has the ability to go back to somewhere. So I feel like in repinning it, I'm not taking away from that. I'm not trying to make it look like it was my own original content.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of feel as if somebody can still is able to look at that and the credit can still be found, you know, in my opinion, I feel that's suitable. And especially now because Pinterest has that code that websites can use or people can grab that makes their things unable to be pinned. I kind of feel like, well, if you don't want your stuff to be pinned, then use that code like Flickr put on their site.
So, Lisa, how do you use Pinterest or do you use Pinterest in your blogs or for educational purposes?
Well, I was kind of listening to what AK was saying. AK, you're mainly using Pinterest off of the website. You're not using their app as much? Or are you?
I probably use both equally.
Okay, because I'm finding, I mean, I typically, you know, do my pinning, my Pinteresting, whatever, you know, at night. So I'm typically doing it off of my phone. So when I see things, I will tell you, I don't always click on the picture to make sure that it goes somewhere or to verify that it actually came from, especially like infographics, you know, to verify that it came from the site that it actually was supposed to come through. So that is, you know, something that I'm sure that is going on. You know, people are pinning things and it's not always coming from the original, you know, pinner or even the original site that was supposed to come from. I do know, just on a side note, I was seeing a whole lot of the Pinterest terms and things like that, and so I didn't know if y'all were going to cover that or not. I knew it kind of, when I was starting to read the whole, there's like a small backlash within the, you know, who owns the images that are actually being put onto Pinterest. Have y'all kind of gone into any of that or
uh-uh.
looked into that further? Supposedly in Pinterest, oh, sorry.
No, I was going to say, we haven't discussed it here.
Supposedly, well, I'm curious. Like, I would love for someone to clarify it, because what has been put out there is supposedly in Pinterest terms, you know, once it's posted, it's their content. It's their property. So in theory, they could gain, you know, financial gain from the images that are posted. I'm not sure, you know, if that's more to CYA on their end and not really for the intent of them actually doing anything of that nature, but I don't think it's going to stop anybody from pinning whatsoever. I do it all the time. but it's interesting, you know, to talk about, you know, the terms of some of the sites and things like that. So on my end, for educational purposes, I don't really use them in my blogs, but I will pin my blogs, you know, within those. I will tell you, though, that on the education side, you know, I've walked into classrooms and I'm like, oh, that's really cute. I like what you did here. And she's like, oh, I saw it on Pinterest. You know, so you have a lot of people who are in education, you know, doing not only, you know, classroom crafts and things like that, but also they're getting a lot of lessons and great ideas from Pinterest and then, you know, kind of sharing them out. So it's been a good support for teachers. I curate boards for teachers, you know, like the EDU infographics. So those are great tools that could be used in the classroom. I know, you know, AK is using more of the social ones, but I've been looking for your infographics. I'm fascinated with infographics, and she's got some really, really great ones on her board. So that's my piece on Pinterest.
Well, do either one of you really know what the age range is of users in Pinterest?
The last statistic I saw on this was over a month ago, and it said 19 to 35 was the biggest range, but I would almost be willing to bet that that's changed in the last month because they're getting like a 50% increase in sign-ups month over month.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know for sure what it is right now.
And it's still more women than men?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, but I've seen a lot of guys posting on Twitter that are using Pinterest, but I would say the majority of the Pinterest followers I have or that I'm following certainly are women.
Yeah, What
businesses do you think are benefiting most from this other than, like, I mean, clearly Etsy being visual. I know people are, you know, using it a lot with business and Etsy and things like that. Do you know of any other businesses that are kind of gaining a lot of benefit from using it?
Yeah, Gap has been doing really well with it. But of course, you know, that's clothing. Home Depot is getting really big into it. Better Homes and Gardens has a really big following. So it's kind of the ones that you would think, the ones, you know, that lend themselves very well into the majority of the categories that you see. And I'm seeing, just in the past 2 weeks, I would say, I'm seeing a lot more contests, and like pin it to win it type contests popping up on some of these pages. Better Homes and Gardens has one going on right now. The clothing company and home goods company, Garnet Hill, has one going on right now. So I think they're getting into it and then really doing good jobs of finding more creative ways to use it. Oh, and Zag, they do gadgets and iPhone and iPad type covers and skins and protective covering and all that. Zag's really big onto it too. So I actually have a board for brands on Pinterest. So I go through periodically, and every time I can find a new brand, I'll pin their little logo and their description on Pinterest that make sure it clicks through to their boards. And so there's like a ton on there. And sometimes I'm seeing ones and I'm like, I'm pretty sure you don't even have a Twitter account or do much with your Facebook. And here you are like really doing a good job on Pinterest. So I think that's interesting also.
Ah, huh.
Yeah.
Well, so, hey, if it's driving that kind of traffic, better late than never, and pick and wait for that right social media platform to come on board that will work for them.
That's right.
Wow. Yeah, I don't deliberately search people to follow anymore. Now I just, or pay any attention to it. I just pay attention to the pins. I will say that, you know, if I know that if I really want to look at food, I know my certain followers, oh, I'll follow this with person or that person because they always have something really yummy that they've pinned. And if I want business, I know what boards to go on vacay. And it's like, okay, what infographic did she find yesterday that I totally missed? And I'm sure she'll look and say, oh, look, Deb's repinned and repinned and repinned and repinned because you're my source, AK.
I love it.
And Lisa's got the apps. I mean, if you're looking for apps, you got to go to Lisa's boards because she's got everything app. She's always appy.
Can I tell you one word of caution that I learned the hard way?
Oh, sure.
Because this is really irritating me. And maybe between the two of you or somebody listening will have some way to get me out of this.
Oh.
But one of the contests that I just stumbled upon on Pinterest is this, it's like a women, I don't know, some mommy blogger or something. And they were doing a guess how many eggs are in this jar in this image, and then repin this, and then April 5th will pull a winner for, you know, a new iPad. So I went on and saw their original post, and I was trying to figure out where you put your guess in. And I thought I would put my guess in when I repinned it, because repinning it was part of the stipulation. But everybody was putting their guess in underneath of their post about the pin on their board. So I was like, well, you know, go ahead and put my guess in here. Well, I didn't realize that every time then that somebody was going to enter a guess, because I have my email notifications enabled, I was getting the email notification about it. And I thought I was just going to get email notifications on comments on my own pins. But evidently, you get an email notification when somebody comments at you on any pin, and it's the same notification setting. There aren't two different settings.
Mm.
So there's been like 1,600 people who have added their guess in on this one pin,
and there's no way
to remove a comment once you put it in. There's no way to go in and delete your comment, and because it's on their pin and it's not something I pinned, it's not like I can remove the pin. So I had to end up disabling all of my comments altogether to stop getting those email notifications. So
it's not like Google Plus where you can mute the post.
No.
You have to give kudos to Google Plus to be able to, that they put that in there. And that
Pinterest. And then Facebook came right after them and added the unfollow. And they did that because of Google Plus having the option to mute posts. So this is a big one for the Pinterest suggestion box, in my opinion. Everybody learned your lesson from me. Do not comment on a post that has many, many, many comments unless you want to be getting all those emails.
Now, Lisa, did you think at first when AK started that conversation, I thought for sure it's like, oh, Lisa or I've done something that's annoyed her, and she's trying to... I always go there. Like, okay, what's AK going to... What did I do?
Oh, no.
Didn't we just talk about this the other day? You know, like, oh, sure, use me as an example of what not to do.
Training, yeah.
And training, yeah. Don't do it. Oh, you could. You know, that's okay. What not to do? I was going to go back to your slide share, AK, because so we can decode a little bit more about Pinterest. One of the things you mentioned, I know you saw you mentioned it in your presentation, and I'll have to go back and look for it, but about bookmarks.
Oh, the bookmarklet.
Yeah. So, because I've lost track of my bookmarks and everything. So, are you talking about bookmarks like you save for websites, or what was the bookmarklet?
It's a little button. It says pin it, and all you do is you go to their
yeah.
You probably have it. You drag it up to your toolbar.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now because I do have that okay, so that's what it is, the bookmark. I do have the pin it mm-hmm. little icon on my desktop, which is great when I'm using Pinterest on the computer. But if I'm surfing on my iPhone and I'm mm-hmm. on a site that I go, oh wow, I really like to pin that, I can't unless I'm missing something for my Pinterest. I have Pinterest on my phone, but if I'm looking at something else and not in Pinterest, I can't pin it on my phone, correct? Am I making sense?
I mean, I don't know 100% hands down for iPhone, but I know for certain on my Android I cannot, and it drives me batty.
Okay. And Lisa, you said you use Pinterest more on your phone than anything else. Is there a way to pin something that you're looking on at your phone if you're not in the Pinterest app?
I don't think so. I mean, I would assume, I guess you could copy the URL and then, you know, to your clipboard and then put it into your. I don't do a whole lot of that. If I'm doing actual pinning, it's just so much quicker to do it on my computer. Are y'all using any, like, WordPress plugins for Pinterest, though, on your blog to kind of drive people to your boards?
I haven't. I have my Pinterest installed on my Facebook, but I haven't put it on my blog. I don't know. I may do it. I have so much stuff in the sidebar of my blog. I really need to just go through and clean some of it out. So I feel like it just gets to the point where it's so much, and instead of somebody really focusing on something good, they just look at it all together and say, oh, my gosh, that's overwhelming, and they move on. So I plan on it eventually, I guess.
Yeah, I haven't added it yet to my blog because I don't think my boards have enough content on them. I don't even know how many boards I have, 10 or 12. Certainly not 75. I'm not AK. So, Lisa, do you have any other tips on Pinterest or things that can help our audience figure out, do they really want the invite? Do they not want the invite?
I love Pinterest. I really do. No, I don't have any other tips. I actually got my mom started on it, though. And she's always been very crafty, so I've got her into actually finding all of these crafts online versus, you know, in magazines and things like that. So, it's just I can think of very few users that could not benefit in some form from Pinterest.
I agree.
It's just such a great way to share resources. So, no, mm-hmm. I can't think of anybody who wouldn't benefit from it, but that's my piece.
Well, and I started a Pinterest board last week for FranCamp, and I was sitting there going, okay, we've got slide shares, we've got the Ustream channel, I've got photos, I've got Flickr. It's like, why can't I just put this all on one board? And I'm sitting there, and it's like, give me a V8, smack myself in the head, I'll just do a FranCamp board on Pinterest and post some things there. And when somebody asked about FranCamp, it's like, oh, here, go to my Pinterest board. It's all in one location. It's just like, duh.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Well, that was one of my points too. When I was given this presentation, was not just it's the ability to have these things and almost tangible, digitally tangible things where everybody else can come see them always. So, like today, the girl I was talking to, she was asking me, "Well, how is this different from Facebook?" Because you go on Facebook and you share things that you want people to see. Well, it's way different because you go and you share one thing on Facebook and then you post five times and it drops off the page.
Right.
And it's gone unless it's, you know, adding it to a photo album or to your videos. You know, here it's just, it stays. You have this collection of things that you're keeping. And, you know, my point was you can sort of, to that point where you can keep things in that nature, you can almost for businesses, if you have enough people who really like your product or brand ambassadors, you know, I have a board for one of my clients that she sells, I don't know if you saw it, these bear hoods that she makes. And I have a board where I just pinned all of her bear hoods. And, you know, I've seen people where they just pin Coca-Cola products or people where they just pin everything having to do with B&W. You know, where else online can people create a whole category of things for other people to see that have to do with your brand? You know, you just can't do that anywhere else. So I think for brands to be able to, you know, help people be able to do things for them and share things to their own boards and have their own, you know, have branded boards that other people have created for them, I think is really cool.
And, you know, to kind of go off of that, AK, it goes on to, like, the whole, you know, creating and curating, that big thing right now where, you know, if you don't want to get out there and actually create things, you know, you can curate content very easily this way. I mean, you don't have to create things within, you know, Pinterest. You can just kind of collect and curate.
That's right.
Pinterest. I think I just looked at the chat because I thought, oh, let me go look and see what time it is and how much time we have left. And, of course, our online director is reminding us that it is time for Geek It Out. But before we go, do you ladies want to share your Pinterest handles, I guess you would call them, so people can go check out your boards?
Sure.
Lisa, what's yours?
Mine is Tech, T-E-C-H, Chef, C-H-E-F. Number 4, letter U, just like my techchefforyou.com. So that's mine.
And mine is pinterest.com/akstout18.
And mine's silly old, just Deb C-E. Very few boards, but lots of fun. So, and anybody that's listening tonight and wants a invite to Pinterest so that they can become addicted as well or need a little lesson, they can go to AK's SlideShare presentation at slideshare.net/sayingitsocial/Pinterest decoded. But if they just go to your SlideShare site, AK, and search, I'm sure they can find it. And I have a text message here from a listener who says, they're going to Paris soon, and they're going to start a Pinterest board on their trips. And I've seen a lot of that going on, people preparing to go on big trips and then posting all those kind of pins in their board so that they can prepare for that big event.
Yeah.
Paris, Italy. I think maybe that's why I need a board, vacation. Well, and I've seen that too, places you know you want to go or the bucket list or – we could go on and on and on. All right. AK, should we go into Geek It Out? Is it time?
Let's do it.
Are you ready? Okay. Got to be official. Got to have the music. And I think Lisa's dropped off. So, AK, let me get my fingers away from Pinterest. Where are we going?
All right. Well, I suppose that we should do one that is helpful for Pinterest, since that has been our topic for this evening. And actually, though, there could be lots of different applications for this. It's called Snap It. I guess it's Snap It to O or Snap It to, but it's snapito.com. And I'll put that in the chat.
And I'll pin it. And then I'll pin it to Social King Radio.
I pinned it today already into my Geek It Out board. It's what you do is you put a URL in it up at the top and you hit snap, and it creates a really, really neat screenshot of the entire page of that URL. So then you can, and then you can hit the drop down arrow next to the word snap, and you can pin that page to Pinterest. You can pin the full page. You can also download the snapshot. You can add a timestamp to your snapshot. So it would be really great to put into a blog if you needed to show a site. You can add a pin page bookmarklet. So it actually, the image looks, how it's different than pinning a regular URL like you use with the Pinterest Pin It bookmarklet, is when you do that, Pinterest looks for a main image on the page. So you might have the option of pinning a few images here or there where you pick one image to represent that entire URL. With this one, and if you use the pin page bookmarklet here, you're pinning an image of the entire page itself, not just one image. So it looks really nice. It looks really clean. So I played with this a lot today. And I actually used Snap-It-Too to snap the screenshot of the Snap-It-Too page when I went to pin it to the Geek It Out board. And it turned out really nice.
Oh, cool. Huh.
That's fun. And they do. It's really cool. Like, put in a website, and it puts this nice white border around it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking at one. Huh.
Yeah, you can download it. It makes it look really nice. So I did it to my own website, and I was like, gosh, that makes it look nicer than my website even looks when you just pull it up in web.
Okay, so I've got this board. Now, you said you can download it. How would you download this?
You go back. Once you put the web address in, before you hit the snap button, hit the drop-down arrow.
Oh.
To the right of the snap button, and those are your options.
Oh, I should have looked at that. Oh, yeah, and then it's pen to Pinterest, pen full page, download. How cool is that?
Yeah. I was cool. This is awesome.
This is awesome.
Yeah, this actually, Huffington Post wrote a piece within the past couple days that I read. It was like 8 Pinterest applications you need to know about or something. And you know, 2 of them are the ones that are coming out, like the Pin Reach and the Pin Clout, where it sort of gives you some arbitrary score on how popular you are on Pinterest. And one was that Pin a Quote that we talked about on Geek It Out, I think.
Mm-hmm.
This was one of them. So I have to give Huffington Post the credit for cultivating that list.
That was good. Okay, I'm saving that one. I'm going to go cool. back to that later tonight. So.
All right. The next one I'm pretty stoked about is brandmymail.com. So not a Pinterest one, but brandmymail.com. And it's only for Gmail. Sorry, everybody else. But, you know, Gmail's where it's at, gotta say. But you can create a sort of template for your Gmail where you can put your tweets along the side. You can put your signature. You can have Facebook posts along the side. So when you're emailing people, they have sort of your streams or call to action that's much more sort of in your face. Make sure you come and, you know, follow me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter or like me on Facebook. Here are my posts, and just having the little tiny icons at the bottom of your email signature. So it makes your email a little bit more dynamic. And it has to do with you have to hook it up to your Gmail, and you have to install the extension into a Chrome browser. But you have lots of different layouts. You have lots of different colors you can use. There's tons of different social options. You could have a YouTube video in it, and they look really, really nice. So
it's funny. I went to that site, and I had a disconnect right away because it comes up with an autoplay video, and I thought you guys could hear it, so I closed the site out real quick, and then I'm looking in the chat. I'm looking in the chat, and somebody else, Dana, saying, "Holy autoplay video, Matt Man." It's like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know you could hear it." It's like, "No, I couldn't hear yours. I could hear my own." So I'll have to go back to that site when we're not on the show.
Oh, that didn't happen to me.
Oh my God, it comes up really, really loud, and it was just blaring in my ears because I'm wearing it my headset. So it's like I was having a hard time hearing you, but. The quick glimpse that I got, that looks really cool. And I do like Gmail. So, you know, like with the Y stamp, it's like, when is Y stamp going to come out for, you know, Outlook? But it's like,
I don't know how that plugs in, but Y stamp is cool. But this might just replace Y stamp for me because it does everything that Y stamp does plus like 10 times more.
Okay, well, I promised to look at some tomorrow, but I am not going to go back there right now. It just about blew my brains out.
That's
funny. It's not happened to you when you went to the site. So anybody that's listening to this show, as a when they archive it, there's no way we can go back and say, okay, don't open it up.
Yeah.
Turn your volume down. That was funny. Okay.
All right. Well, the next one that I'm also very excited about is scans.com, SKANZ.com.
Oh.
And on this one, you can create a little, they call it a scan site, where you create a little mobile website for yourself. And you can put your picture, you can put in social sites, you put in contact information, and then it creates a QR code for that. So you just, if that's all you wanted to do, you have a QR code that you can put on your business card, and the site that it takes you to looks really nice. You can pick a background. The way that it's formatted just looks really nice and clean. So just that feature alone is really cool. But then, and I actually ordered this today, you can do shop scans, which is somewhere on the page, or you can go to store.scans.com, and you can get, like, those rubber bracelets, like the Cause
bracelets. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you can get it with your QR code on it. So you can go and wear it to conferences, and instead of passing out business cards, people can just scan your bracelet that has all of your information on it, and they can download it to their phone.
Now, I found, so if you, oh, how much is that? I'll have to go back and look. Do you recall how much those were?
The bracelet was $9.99.
Because there's a local shop here in Houston that I found a website one day when I was playing around, and it's like, oh, look at this. And I went downtown, and they did the same thing. It was really cool. So
this one, well, I don't know how that one works, but this one's cool, too, because actually it's just, it sends you a band that has a QR code on it, and it has a serial number attached to it, and then you actually hook up that serial number into your account. So it's actually not your QR code.
Oh,
So you can actually go back into the QR code that you create, and you can modify any of your information at any time, and it won't affect your QR code. Your QR code will wait because it's hooked in with the serial number.
Now, that's really cool.
Yeah, so, and then you can get decals and all that kind of stuff. So I thought that was a really neat extra little bonus feature that you're not locked into that information and, like, have to get a new bracelet if your contact information changes or something.
I have to look into that. Oh, so it looks like Dana. So it's scans.com, SKANZ.com.
Yeah, and then the store is store.scans.com. And they also have this program called Scans Junior Bands, where it's basically parents can get them with their, like, emergency contact information for their kids to wear them.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's this whole program called ScansJunior.com. And I haven't looked into too much out, but it says it doesn't have, like, too much. It doesn't give personal information about the child, but it still helps them be able to be identified. I don't know, but so for everybody, all of you who deal with kids, check out scansjunior.com.
Very cool. Well, Mrs. Block Talk Radio annoying lady is telling us that we're down to 60 seconds, so we're going to have to log off everything Pinterest and everything. Everything addictive.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So thank you, AK. I'm sure as soon as we hang up, you're going to go pinning.
Yes, I know.
You're going to go pinning. Okay, and anybody that wants an invite and start to pin with us, we're happy to send an invite. Just let us know. And everybody have a good week, and I'll talk to you again next week, AK.
Yep. All right, see ya.
Thanks. Good night, everybody.
Bye.